Scorpions Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello,
and welcome to
Two
Filthy
Nerds.
We're filthy,
and we're nerds.
There's two of us.
Yes, and you can be part of us by subscribing wherever you listen to podcasts.
Part of us.
We
will absorb you. I will shove you in my cavernous coochie.
And I will let
you marinate there in my slowly decaying innards.
Yes, just secret access to the cave of blunders down there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't already...
Blunder cave.
The blender from down under. I don't know what accent I was trying to
blunderpuss.
Do. Panicked
blunderpuss.
Panicked.
That was funny. Blunder from down under. Good old blunderpuss.
Blunderpuss sounds like a failed superhero. They got cut out.
That's my
of
new
the
improv
Marvel
team.
Franchise.
Blunderpuss.
Are you guys going to do a blunderpuss film? And they're like, no, we'll just do Black Widow. It's the same thing. I can't wait to see it. Oh, subscribe. I already said that. But if you haven't left a rating and a review, listen. We see the download numbers. We see how many of there are you. We see
you're doing well. Good, good, good.
Hard our words today. There's not even remotely even close to the amount of reviews on iTunes, and those help. Those get us more in the algorithm. We get more nerds, which means we get more suggestions. We get more votes for when we move forward, and it's just a cooler community. So go do that. Although I will say, I think last time we had hit 69, which is fun.
Spread the word, you guys. Spread your legs and spread the word.
And if you've all been secretly not doing it because we're at 69 reviews, touche, very funny. But we want your reviews more than we want a 69. So, I mean, who wants a 69?
No one wants the 69.
What are you, 12?
I'm sorry. That is the dumbest position ever.
Yeah, especially if there's a balance issue of height and stuff. It just becomes a weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you just... What is it? You look like a little hamster.
Yeah, if I tried a 69 tall guy, I'd look like an underfed gerbil trying to drink out of that water bottle that's in their cage. Just like, And you're seeing this if you're live on YouTube and you're getting
you can watch her do the act out.
That's right. We are live streaming to YouTube now, but you can get a backstage pass, which means you're with us through the breaks at the beginning and we hang out at the end by joining patreon.com/twofilthynerds. I used to make my Barbie 69 all the time.
Oh, like, all the time. All the time. The amount of times somebody probably came into my room and saw me 69ing Barbies is hysterical.
So listen, we watched Iron Man, first in the franchise.
First of all, both of us had seen this already.
Yes, we'd seen it. I've seen a majority of these, and I would say a good amount of these. I don't remember what order I saw them in, or it's been so long that there were so many things that I was like, oh, shit, what? Robert Downey Jr., by the way, so hot.
Stone Cold Fox. Stone like, Cold Fox.
I like, oh man. I want to climb in that suit with him and just be like melded together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want him to sweat his balls off in that suit into my mouth.
Yeah, I want him to take that iron hand and just jam it into my butthole. Just like
iron puss or iron butt.
Iron ass.
Iron ass. Good old iron ass. That's your pirate name.
Iron ass. Arr, you're going to put that thing in my butt.
When he puts it in your butt, you're like, arr.
Oh, there's peg leg and there's peg butt.
Oh, good old peg leg in the butt. Just can I sit on your peg?
Do you think there's people who have anal beads for me sitting on a peg? Oh, for sure. Yeah. There's something for everyone out there.
Do you think there's guys who have like prosthetic, like who like lost a hand and they just have a nub and they'll just shove their nub?
Oh yeah. There's a whole kink world for stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, now I gotta go down that sick fucking rabbit hole.
Hey, it's not sick. We're not shaming. If you like nubs in your bubs, you fucking go
nubs
for it.
Nubs in your bubs. Like, put it, do you think fucking...
the first 15 minutes is just Nicole going, what about this thing? Do you think somebody's into that thing?
What's her face? Pepper Potts. Do you think Pepper ever, like, you know, at any point when she's, like, getting freaky with Tony, she, like, puts a strap on and just fucks his heart hole?
Oh, yeah, fuck me in my heart.
I want to fucking come so hard in your heart.
I feel like that's what every woman wants, is just like, fuck
me
in my heart.
Yeah, I want to fuck your heart. I want to fuck your heart so hard.
I will come on your heart. All right.
Okay,
let's get into it.
It starts off, and there were things I had forgotten about.
Me too. You know, I forgot.
I forgot he was going through the desert in a Humvee.
With a beverage, by the way, in a glass. He's in the back seat with soldiers, and he's like still in a suit, cracking jokes with like a glass of bourbon.
A tumbler. With a tumbler and like big ice cubes. Big whiskey ice cubes.
Where did he
cubes.
Get those ice cubes?
I mean,
that's the real mystery.
And how did they last that long in the desert? Like, it is Guam hot. Actually, it's not Guam hot. It's
I've never been to Guam.
Hot.
Yeah, it's the desert hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a mountainous desert because it also gets cold there. And everybody was wearing so many layers. Who really knows how hot it was? What's important, I love the banter in the car. And I love, you know, the establishing of like him as a playboy, where one guy was like, is it true you went 12 for 12 with Maxim's, you know,
Miss Maxim or whatever, like the centerfolds?
The month? And he's like, actually, it was.
Someone had to Miss May had to reschedule or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, but then, but it's okay because yes, December was twins.
Like so that yeah, so, that whole thing was like, you know, and, it was cute to establish him as just this kind of you know, billionaire's son, playboy, like the stereotype of piece of shit.
Absolutely. And here's a funny thing that I forgot that I always have to remind myself with all of these movies, because I get so invested and I'm like, that's unrealistic. And it's like, it's a comic book movie. And I think like even with the old Batmans and stuff, which I know I shouldn't bring up because it's DC and like, go fuck yourself or whatever, you know, it's we're all pitted against each other. But like, I forget to like keep the mindset of like, this is a comic book world. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes it is absurd. So when they're like so on the nose with stuff like that, it's just great. He does a great job at it. And they're establishing that he's got this celebrity setup, you know, one of the guy, the soldier in the back asked to take a picture with him, which really, by the way, said in how long ago this was, because he pulled out a digital camera.
Oh, yeah. That was so funny to me.
Remember when that was a thing in college, my first couple years of college, my big purchase for myself was a digital camera. And I was the person who posted like pictures of everybody because I had a digital camera.
Yeah,
and it's like, cute. Oh, yeah.
Digital camera was like the biggest fucking deal ever. Which and remember, there was no selfie mode, so you just had to turn it, and then you had to look at it, and then turn it, and then you just...
Oh, yeah, the amount of, by the way, for some reason, took me so long to wrap my head around, like, how selfies and the angle worked. Like, I had so many selfies where I thought I had to, like...
I, like, had a double chin because I was, like, backing my head up for the picture. Like, am I in?
For some reason, so, I never you know, had that learning curve. I immediately knew how to make myself look as skinny as possible.
Yeah, by just existing. You're thin and you don't have extra chin fat. Go fuck yourself. On behalf of me and all my chins, go fuck yourself. Listen, they're joking around in the back. Nicole is trying really hard to pass her extra skin off as a chin, if you can watch this right now. If you're not watching, if you're listening, you're missing out.
Join
you come to YouTube.
Patreon.
She looks like Beaker from the Muppets.
I look like a thumb. Okay, so so they're in the car. The Humvee gets attacked.
Yeah, just boom, explosion.
And then he ends up getting badly hurt.
Yeah.
And captured.
That's the thing. Well, here's what's funny is like you see this big explosion scene. He rolls over. The last thing he sees is he's like, out of it dying, is that it's a weapon. It's a Stark Industries weapon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He notices, oh no, my shit just almost killed me.
Yeah, like what in the fuck? Yeah, he wakes up. Like you see like his heart bleeding through his chest, and he wakes up and he's, well, not dead, but he's somewhere in a cave.
He's in a cave, and they're having all these flashes of someone like doing us like some sort of doctor scientist thing doing something to him. And he comes to. And he's in a cave with this guy, Professor Yinsen, who Yinsen,
oh, yeah, Yinsen.
Anyways, who I
yeah,
should
Ho Yinsen
note, is Sean Tube. Used to go to the gym with this guy. We used to spot each other on the.
That's so funny.
Chest press sometimes.
Was that okay? So when this was a lot. You went to the gym with him a long time ago, right?
Yeah, it was. It was before he did this. But when he went.
Oh, it was before he booked Iron Man.
This was before Iron Man. I had met him like. Just before Iron Man. I think he booked Iron Man while we were like, you know, workout partners.
I wonder if he had booked it and he was like struggling to be like, I'm going to be next to Iron Man. I better get in like okay shape so I don't look like a slob.
He was always in incredible shape.
Really? You, it's because like, in the movie, you can't tell. He's just like a scientist.
Yeah,
guy.
You can't tell. Like... He's in incredible shape. He's like a very tall, lanky, fit guy. Really nice. And he was, you know, he was like known in the gym as like the guy who always plays the terrorist in movies.
Wow. Wow.
That's,
really?
That was his thing. It's like, oh, this is Sean, the Persian guy who plays every range of terrorist.
That's so funny. And in this one, I guess he was terrorist adjacent. He was like fake with the terrorists.
Yeah, yeah. He was in terrorist territory.
Yeah. So terroristatory. I don't know how to say that.
Terroristatory.
Mm-hmm. Terroristory. So he has made the electromagnet thing in
Stark's chest.
He's made the initial one. And we learn that like the shrapnel from the weapon is,
the electromagnetic current is keeping the shrapnel from going into his heart.
Yeah, so it's sending out a current that keeps shards of weaponry, which would normally just kill his heart, it's keeping them out. And without it, he cannot live. So they start to like plot to get out, right?
Well, like, here's what happens. The bad guys come in and they're like, listen, you fucking Tony Stark guy. We want you to build us, because Tony at the beginning, oh, we missed this. Tony was demoing this new weapon that he had invented.
Oh, the Jericho
missile, which is basically this giant missile that shoots out, and then that giant missile deploys
little missiles.
Little misses, hundreds and
it's
hundreds
of little
weapon.
Missiles. It's a super weapon. It's a super
weapon. So this group of terrorists, they're called the Ten Rings. They see this.
Ten Rings?
They
was that the name
demoed.
Of the...
Yeah,
never mind. That was
the name of the group.
It wasn't the name of the sex cult that you were in?
No.
That was one orgasm. Been. What was that called?
One taste.
One taste. Ten
one taste. One all orgasm.
Right. And then that's it. Get out.
But really, it would have been ten comes and Van Nuys. so this weapon gets demoed, and one of the bad guys from Ten Rings, I guess they like see it. So they like come into the cave. Sean, the Professor Yinsen, my friend Sean, saves Robert Downey Jr.'s life. And they come in and they're like, listen, buddy, you need to make us a Jericho missile or we'll kill you and everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, fuck you, build it for us.
And then finally, he agrees to do it.
Yeah, but what they're doing is like pretending to build the Jericho weapon while they're building like an arc reactor, right?
He builds a new arc reactor for his chest.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to, because what Sean had built him was basically like, he was walking around with this electromagnetic thing attached to a car battery. And he just had to like walk around with a car battery attached to his chest. So he, you know, Tony Stark, the genius that he is, recreates the arc reactor. He makes a mini arc reactor, which we later find out is something that's like running his plant, his weapons plant in California. But he also starts to build this like iron suit.
Yes, like they're welding and like, and the thing is that there's hidden cameras that are in there that the terrorists are like watching them from. So they're trying to have to do like, they're kind of having to do like secret angles and make it seem like they're working on the weapons.
Yeah. And they're like, what are they doing in there? What is that?
And they were doing, they were doing a pretty good job for a while.
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's just taking a while. And then at some point they kind of catch on.
They catch on. And then they send... First of all, the one guy, the one main bad guy, the leader of the Ten Rings, looks like
Kumar. He looks like Cal Penn. He has the same they have. It's their eyes. Like they have similar eyes. I think
eyebrows too.
Because at first I was like, don't say that. And then I was like, you can see it. But he looks like it's like the angry, like if he had an angry twin or like never seen. Yeah. Like I feel like there's like. Like a fake Muppets where it's like the angry version of, there was one of the one of the newer Muppet movies where it's like the Muppets or something, and like they're all like and they look the same, but they have like the crazy
Muppets with scowls. This guy was a Muppet with a scowl, but the Cal Penn version of Muppet with a scowl.
So hot, by the way. I had the biggest crush on him for years.
By the way, all of these guys hot. It was just
so
like
hot.
All men with dark skin. Yum. Afghani men and Pakistani men. Dark skin, hair, yummy.
So they bust in ready to catch some like not doing their job, but also like, oh, they're probably up to something, probably plotting something. Mm-hmm. So they try to enter, and then, I mean, they get fucked up.
They get fucked up. So they set.
That's our intro to our prototype Iron Man is then introduced. There's like, yeah, all these booby traps, and then.
And Jensen. They're trying to get the suit on him as fast as possible. And fucking Professor Jensen is like, I will stall for time. And he like runs out and is
they had
like
this whole plan
wildly.
Yeah, they had this whole plan, but then he just goes out and he like for a while he like, you know, he sends them running, but he hits like an end of the cave. Mm-hmm. It's like it's cool. It's you know what's really cool is a fun fact that we forgot to share is that all of this was actually filmed inside of Nicole's vagina. So it's little,
and when
you know,
he's running through, that's my left fallopian tube. That part of the cave.
And then once and the he gets to the
is my the ovary that's died. The ovary. There's nothing left in it.
So it's just nothing there. The yeah. So well, he
was that's where it was. Yeah. And then they were like, we need to bomb this and blow it open.
Yeah, because they. I mean, oh yeah, that is. Because at some point he runs into a group of the terrorists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like. Shit gets crazy. Listen, here's what happens. He's gone out running after them. He thinks he's like, haha, I got rid of them. Turns a corner. There is a group of men with guns facing
Jensen. He gets fucked
Jensen.
Up.
Yeah. And we
he
are going
to take...
He gets
fucked up and then they go back to Tony Stark and then Tony Stark like fucks everybody up because he's Iron Man and is like just annihilating everyone.
And that's where we'll take the break.
And we'll BRB.
Let's dive the fuck in. All right. So Iron Man.
Tony Stark escapes.
In this suit made of metal.
Tony Stark slash Iron Man. He's not Iron Man officially yet. He's still Tony Stark. Tony Stark escapes.
Yeah. And his
has this like flying mechanism that he built into his suit, but he doesn't get very far. He just flies like, you know, a few canyons over.
And then comes
desert hills
crashing down.
And just crashes really hard. And gets out of his suit and just starts wandering through the desert.
Yeah, because his suit is destroyed. So he's just...
suit's destroyed. And he's, you know, just wandering through the desert. By the way, all I could think was the whole time I saw him wandering in the desert is, oh, the sunburn this guy's going to get.
I mean, truly.
If he doesn't leave here just burnt to a crisp. So he gets out. He, you know, eventually gets picked up. He gets brought back to, you know, the real world.
Where everyone's like, oh my God, I can't believe you nearly died.
And they're like, they got to do a debriefing.
A press conference, yeah.
He decides he's going to
make a better
version of his suit.
Yeah, he makes like a slimmer, you know, more sleek, easier to travel with Iron Man suit. But then they do have to do a debriefing at which, by the way, he announces he saw what happened over there. That Stark Industries is no longer going to manufacture weapons. That's what he says.
Yeah.
A weapons
and then
company.
The current manager of the company,
Obadiah Stane.
Who is Jeff Bridges. By the way, literally can't watch any scene he does and not think it's just the dude acting like Obadiah Stane.
Yeah, it's he sticks out like a sore thumb.
I'm the dude, man.
Obadiah Stane. So, what a name. So he's kind of like, all right, well. Stark Industries, by the way, plummeting because people are like, weapons, the board of directors freaking out. And Obadiah Stane's kind of like, he's just needs some sleep, you know? So Stark Industry holds a charity event and there is a reporter there, which you mentioned, Christine Everhart, that she tells Tony Stark that his company's weapons were recently delivered to the Ten
Rings. That Ten Rings, the terrorist group.
And they're using them to attack Jensen's home village of Golmyra. Golmyra? I forgot how to say it.
Golmyra. And Tony Stark is like, what? And then
like, he
has
no
heads
idea.
To the Batmobile. He has no idea, but then he heads to the Batmobile, aka the Iron Man suit. And he's like, all right, I gotta fucking take off, head over to Afghanistan, where he goes over there and just like fucks shit up.
Yeah, he flies over there. Iron Man suit shows up. Yeah. Like literally as the villagers are pillaging and one guy's like literally about to be killed in front of his family. Iron Man shows up, fucks shit up. And then on his way home, because he gets spotted in the air by the U.S., the military.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we've got an uncharted bogey or whatever. Yeah. And two fighter jets start following him. And he,
what's it called when fighter jets fight in the air? A dog fight? Or is that what it, I can't remember. I can't remember my Top Gun days. I think it's called like a dog fight or something. Someone in
the, I don't know. I just know the,
I don't know if that's right.
I just know the term bogey. They're like, we've got a bogey. And they're like,
we've got a bogey. Anyhow,
they're trying to identify, like, it's not us, it's not them. But he also has to give a call to his friend who we did meet briefly earlier in the beginning, yeah. Lieutenant Rhodes.
Lieutenant Rhodes, Terrence Howard, hot piece of ass.
Yeah, he...
And he's like, hey, can you... what are you guys doing? And he's like, well, first of all... No.
Yeah, Tony gives...
calls him. Terrence calls him and he's like, hey, do you have any anything going on? What's going on? Or did he... Who called who?
I thought Tony called... No. Wait, they're like, what's going on? He gives Tony a call. And I don't remember why. No.
Yeah, I can't remember why. Because maybe he's thinking like, well, because there's any sort of weapon in the air.
Oh, that he's like, is this you? Oh, yeah, because he's the weapon guy, obviously. Duh. So he calls him and he's like, hey, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I'm just out for a run.
I'm out for a drive.
Oh, I'm out for a drive. Yeah. Oh, he's out for a drive. And then they hang up and Tony calls him back and he's like out of breath. He's like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I just went for a run. He's like, I thought you were out for a drive. He's like, oh, I was driving to go on a run.
Yeah.
But he basically is like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, why would you send your weapons over here? He's like, it's not one of my weapons. It's literally me in an iron suit.
It's me. Yeah. But he can't.
And then Terrence Howard's like,
he can't tell them. To everybody. He's just like, hey, maybe we should just let it go. Leave it alone. And then Tony causes an accident in the air. One of the planes ends up, you know, spiraling out and is about to crash. And the pilot gets knocked out, so he can't deploy from the...
The thing, like, they're like, oh, he... No, he's like, it's not ejecting.
Oh, yeah, it's not ejecting. And then...
And he's, like, about to pass out from the G-force. And they're like... Yeah. Basically, there's this whole crew of weapons people watching on a screen.
And ejects the... Yeah.
Yeah, he, like, hits the button, and the guy goes away. And then, like, Tony Stark's just fucking out of there. Which, like...
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Takes off.
The mileage on that suit is so impressive.
We see the Ten Rings guys going through the desert trying to find the remnants of this iron bodysuit that they had seen Tony wearing.
Yeah.
So they find the blueprints in the cave for the suit that Tony had made. By the way, I love how Tony's like doing a project in a cave where he's like, you know what we need for this big project? Blueprints.
I'll never understand. This is also why I would never make like a good long-term engineer or anything, is because like, yeah, no, that's probably anyone listening who could in theory make a suit remotely close to that may be going, yeah, of course you would have to do a blueprint first. It's the same as like, I recklessly never create shot lists and I'm like, ah, we'll figure it out. And then it's like, no, do the fucking, but like, that's probably, you know, some people got to write it down first to like figure out the numbers and the measurements. It doesn't matter. What's fucked is that like, now you've left blueprints behind and the Ten Rings get it. And they meet with Stane, Obadiah Stane, who has been trafficking all these weapons to fucking criminals. And basically with the motivation of like replacing Stark, a Stark Industry CEO. So like Tony getting kidnapped by quote terrorists maybe not an accident. Like, that was a failed plan that Obadiah had. Like, he was supposed to die out there. That's where we learn, like, oh, it's coming from inside the house, basically. And he's like, he gets the blueprint, the pieces of the suit, and he's going to, like, reverse engineer the prototype of the suit, which you kind of go like, oh, okay, this is where the, quote, villain is formed.
It's interesting to see the dude as a villain.
Yeah, because he's, like, so chill.
He's so the dude. And now all of a sudden, he's, like, a really fucking big bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad dude.
And, like, Jeff Bridges is such a good fucking actor. It's wild.
He's so talented. I mean, he's great at everything he does. You know what's so funny is that for a long time, I would always confuse Jeff Bridges and Jeff Daniels. And I would be like, I can't believe, for some reason in my head. And I was like,
yes,
I can't believe this is
the
guy from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
I don't even see it
all the time. Well, Jeff Bridges, I know this. Jeff Bridges has a theater in Chelsea, Michigan, close to where I went to college.
Really?
He's originally from Michigan, I believe. It's called the Purple Rose Theater. It's like the big community theater in Chelsea, Michigan.
Well, maybe one day we'll do a comedy show there. Maybe he'll let us. When we
anyhow
big time touring, but anyways, so obviously Stark has woken up next to this reporter and left her behind, and I love the shade that Pepper Potts throws
at her.
Oh, the
shade! She's like, the reporter's like, oh, so you still work for Tony Stark, doing all his bidding? And she's like, yeah.
And she's like, shouldn't you be with him if you're?
Yeah.
And she's like, why aren't you with him if he's gone? If you're his personal assistant, and she's like, oh, he has me stay behind so I can take out the trash. The shade.
Trash. The shade. Bye-bye.
But obviously, like, Stark is... He had no idea that weapons were being, like... They're, like, double-selling. And so he has Pepper Potts. He's like, I want you to hack into the company's database to track any illegal shipments. So she has to go into, like, the big office, you know, use it. She has a little drive she needs to download things on.
Uh-huh. And while she's in there, she finds out that Stain... had hired
the Ten Rings.
The Ten Rings to kill Stark.
Yeah, so that's where she finds out that it's all...
Oh, and at some point after the whole, Tony Stark getting back from Afghanistan, this guy, Agent Phil of S.H.I.E.L.D., Clark Gregg, great actor. God, I love that guy. He is like, hey, we need to debrief you. We're a government agency. We need to debrief you. And Pepper Potts is constantly like, yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. And so she discovers this information. She's running out of the building. Stain is following her because he realized.
Oh, yeah, because he came in and he was talking to her. And then, like, she just very slyly, like, pulled up the newspaper and got her little thing. But then he sat at the computer and realized what the fuck happened. And it's like.
What had happened. And then the guy, as she's, like, running out of the building, the guy, Agent Phil, is like, oh, Mrs. Potts, we're supposed to have a meeting today? And she's like, yep, let's have it right now. Come with me right now. Come on.
Yeah, like, and they just together, like.
And it was at that point that I was like, I mean, I knew who that guy was. But I remember seeing it originally and being like, oh, phew, she's not going to die right now. Or she's not going to get captured right now.
In this moment. Yeah. Fucking hell.
She makes it out.
She makes it out.
So, and then we see the next scene is Stain is like, oh no, I'm about to get found out. I need to check on the progress that's being made into my Iron Man suit.
Yeah, which he's not having. Yeah.
And they're like, sorry, buddy, we can't duplicate this arc reactor thing that Tony Stark made.
And he's like, well, Tony Stark did it in a cave. And they're like, okay, well, we're not fucking Tony Stark, okay?
And it was at that point.
And he's a team of,
like,
scientists.
Like, that's how fucking brilliant Tony Stark is. And, like, I think it had been set up that we had these, like, you know, little pieces of a puzzle that kind of, like, you know, he went
they
to
let
MIT.
You know that he was, like, far advanced in his intelligence. He was, like, the smartest kid in his family, extremely smart. And, like, they put little nuggets at the beginning, but that really, like, solidifies.
That hit home when it was, like, he made this in a cave with literally next to nothing. And an entire team of scientists with all of the most advanced technology.
Can't figure out how to do
put
it.
Put this puzzle together. And I was like, that was a moment where I was like, that's my boy.
That's right. I mean, he's so incredible. And then he was just like, it's moments that like that where
made,
I go like,
made me want to fuck Robert Downey Jr. even more. Even though I know Robert Downey Jr. is an Iron Man in real life, it just made me.
I didn't know I could want to fuck him more.
That was a moment where I wanted to fuck him more.
I want to put the whole, I want Iron Man to climb inside of me.
Yeah. And once it's come out of me.
And I want him to launch.
This is just, my pussy's his storage facility.
Like a rocket. So what's going to happen next before we go to break is basically Stain gets the brilliant idea of like, well, he can't build one. So I'm just going to have to try to take the one that he has.
Yeah. So he attacks Robert Downey Jr. in his house and rips out the, he attacks him using a Stark weapon that was never okayed, which is a temporary paralysis. It's like a taser that induces temporary paralysis.
That's right. We see that. And like, he goes into shock and whatever. And
he basically takes his heart out.
Literally rips his heart out. And, at the same time, Pepper Potts is with, the SHIELD agent trying to, like, warn him and let him know, and they're not able to get a hold of him. So it's kind of like, Tony's here dying on a couch, fucking heart ripped out, and we're going to take a break right now.
And tell you what fucking happens.
Fucking tell you what will happen. Does anyone know? There's only 4 Iron Man movies. 4? There's 4. 4?
Not 4? Enough.
Not enough
is what I say.
They're all really Iron Man movies when you break it down. Really, it's like how Friends is, like, about an ensemble, but it's about Monica's friends, and nobody talks about how it starts centered around her and then becomes an ensemble. That's sort of where we are with Marvel. Anyway, the Friends reunion made me cry. We'll be right back. All right, let's dive back into it. So
Stain now has the new power thing.
Yeah, and Pepper Potts is like freaking out, like we can't get a hold of him.
And Tony is pretty much dying, and then Tony remembers Pepper Potts had given as a present, like she made this like little commemorative thing.
It was almost like a trophy, like, you know, like World's Best Boss, but she used the prototype of the arc reactor. Right.
And so he had that in his lab. So Tony remembered that, goes down to his lab,
crawls.
And puts the old arc, crawls.
He's dying. And he like gets it and it fits right in his fucking chest.
The only problem is the power strength of that old arc reactor. Still good, but nothing compared to
what he had.
The one that Obadiah. Could they have?
It's such a redneck name.
Like, does he have to sound like such a Mormon redneck?
Like, it sounds like he's gonna like be like, and not only that, but I play the banjo.
And then he washes his clothes with a scrub board.
Yeah.
He's like, and then he hang dries with the little clothespins. So, now Tony's like, all right, we need to go. We need to get to him before he, you know, destroys everything or sells the technology or whatever.
Yeah, so basically it's like, oh shit, the action is happening now. It's fucking, the chase is on.
So Gwyneth Paltrow and the whole team of SHIELD agents, whatever his fucking name is, Agent Phil.
Yeah.
Agent Phil, they go to apprehend Stain.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Stain's the bad guy.
They're basically like, we're going to approach him. We'll arrest him. It'll be easy peasy lemon squeezy. And then they get there and Stain has.
And it's too late.
Fucking activated his crazy person suit. His crazy person. Did he have like a villain name or is it just him in the suit?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't like, not to reference something before we get to it, but it wasn't like the Hulk where, you know, the villain that was created.
Becomes a monster and like.
Becomes a monster.
Ironmonger. Ironmonger. It is. Ironmonger.
Oh, that was
suit.
His name? Ironmonger?
Okay, right. I was like, I feel like there's something that maybe was from the comic books or like. Yeah, okay. You're right. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you, by the way,
Ironmonger.
To our chat. If you want to help us when we fucking can't remember words and names. Patreon.com/2filthynerds. Thank you for being in a backstage pass. Patron Andre. Whatever. Patron Saint Andre. So Stain has got the Iron Monger
suit. Stain goes up against Iron Man. Ironmonger versus Iron Sane. And Ironmonger is doing better because he, when Obadiah engineered this new suit, he gave it some updated technology. And then also, Tony Stark is working with the old arc reactor thing he created, so the power isn't as strong. So it's not a fair fight. It's not a fair competition.
No, Iron Man is getting his ass kicked. And it's not looking good. Yeah, it doesn't look great.
But then Iron Man is like, listen.
Thanks.
Pepper Potts, you need to blow the roof when I tell you to.
Yeah, and she's like, what in the fuck are you talking about?
She's like, well, if I do that, it'll kill you too. He's like, trust me, okay?
Yeah.
Blow the roof. You gotta blow the roof.
Yeah. He's like, it's the only way. So
it's the only way.
Basically what...
And I'm thinking the first time I saw this, I was like, oh no.
This is the end of Iron
Man. What if Tony Stark dies?
Yeah. Well, it's like you...
And then I was like, Tony Stark can't die. He's Iron Man. There's no way.
Iron Man's not going to die, even though Iron Man is arguably just a much better Batman because he's really... I guess he's got the heart thing, but he doesn't have like a superpower. It's all like manpower.
Yeah, Yeah. He's not like a demigod.
And this is why I think that maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I need to catch up on Batman. That's a conversation for another time, really. But it feels like Iron Man comes up with all of his own technology. Batman has the money for the technology to be come up with.
Yeah. I have more respect for Iron Man because he's a genius.
And also, I understand why he's kind of an asshole. If you're that smart, people are probably really frustrating.
Yeah. You're so smart. You came up with something that nobody could come up with in a sophisticated laboratory that you came up with in a fucking cave.
Yeah.
In the middle of fucking nowhere.
But there's also something to be said about the fact that he happened to be the son of a billionaire and had that brain. So like Gene in the chat is saying, his superpower is mostly white privilege. But still, if you have privilege, you know it's okay to have, like, you've got white privilege. All right. Use it for good. And that's what he's doing.
Yeah. Just use it, so, you know? Use it for something.
So what these little arc reactors are, I don't know if we really touched on this. I mean, if you're already a fan, you know. But, like, this is modeled after the giant reactor he has that powers his whole building. There's a large arc reactor, and that's the thing that he's getting her to, like, blow the roof off with, basically.
Yeah.
So he gets her to overload the arc reactor.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, that creates a huge power surge.
Mm-hmm. Kills him, and then Iron Man,
and he falls into the exploding reactor. Like, the whole explosion, Stane's gone.
Ironmonger dies, yeah, in the explosion, and then Iron Man lets go or makes it out. I don't remember how did he avoid it.
Wait,
I think he like flew away.
He flew away, but is this powered by? Or
no,
it's an individual power. So like it's its own arc reactor.
Yeah,
so
it's individual.
He just
power.
Got far enough away.
Yeah, that he was fine.
And so as far as we know, as far as I can tell in this franchise, and truly as far as I remember, because I don't remember, I've seen the other two and I don't remember what happens, but like Ironmonger is dead. Iron Man has flown away. And the next day in a press conference, fucking Tony Stark's not Bruce Wayne.
This is the difference
between Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne, is that he's like, yeah, bitch, I'm Iron Man.
I love, though, that they keep painting this picture of like Tony Stark is this loose cannon and we've got to control him somehow.
Yeah, because it's like he's just going to do what he wants to do.
So they give him a script. They're like, Tony, just fucking stick to the script, okay? And he was basically going to make up this whole thing because everyone's like, we can't let people know what just went on.
Yeah, they wanted to keep it very top secret. Like, oh, like that it's just like some rogue explosion. But like, people don't need to know that there was suits of iron and men flying through the air.
Mm-hmm.
And
they were just going to do one of those things again where they had in the previous press conference been like, oh, it was just a testing. It was just a, what did they say it was? A,
yeah, what is that word? A not test, like a...
A
weapons, I don't know. I don't fucking remember.
A weapon. Somebody in the chat will tell us. Basically, they were like a drill. It was a drill.
Duh. We couldn't think of the word drill. Because like during the movie, I think I started thinking about how, I don't know if I talked about this a little during the movie, about what my mom does, where when she used to work for the government, they would have exercise days. And she'd be like, okay, well, like, you're not gonna be able to call me next week because we're doing 12 hours a day exercises in the middle of the night. And it's like, what the fuck does that mean? But like military the military does drills. Fucking weapons exercises and drills.
So they were going to be like, listen, it was a drill that went wrong. But which Tony Stark gets up there. And then is basically like, yeah, well, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah, he's just like, here's my big, brilliant dick, and you can all suck it. And I saved you. I saved a lot of people.
And then he says that, roll credits.
Yeah, and then, of course,
fucking end of the credits.
This is, by the way, a classic Marvel thing.
Of what's to come.
And that's when, in the post-credits,
you meet Nick Fury, Samuel L. Jackson.
That motherfucker. Yes. Samuel Jackson visits Stark at his home. By the way, already in his home. So, like, how brilliant are you really, Stark, that, like, this man is just fully sitting in your living room? And he brings up the Avengers Initiative. And that's where it just drops the nugget of, you know, we're assembling a team.
Oh, what a tasty nugget. And then you're just like, well, now I've got to tune in.
Yeah.
For more.
So that's where the movie ended.
I think I've seen other other Marvel movies, and Tony Stark so far is my favorite out of everything. I think Iron Man is, I think this movie and the other Iron Man movies are all, I think this movie is a perfect movie for me. I think the introduction of his character, the you know, his backstory, establishing who he is, I think it was all so perfectly done.
Oh, I agree. It's just like a perfect, it was just really wrapped together neatly of like setting up the kind of person he is, where he's been, why he is this way. None of it felt clunky. None of it felt forced to try to like get anything in there. And then just a nice little like ribbon on the end of defeating this one villain and buttoning it with the launch of like, we're starting this initiative. And Fury going, just as our patron Andre said in the chat, Stark, you've just joined a much bigger universe.
I know. And I'm so fucking pumped.
I mean, I feel like the way they executed this movie could have really factored whether or not people gave a fuck about, like, Avengers is like a cultural phenomenon. And this could have just been another like, oh, it's pretty good. Like, whatever. Like, you know, just rogue superhero movie. And I think this really set up people being like, oh, shit. I'm all in. I want more. It'll be nice to...
I don't know who could have done this role better than Robert Downey Jr.
No, I
can't think of one actor who has that. He's just got such bravado and such sass. And he's fucking funny.
He's so funny.
Like, his comedic timing is... mwah.
I'm trying to look up right now. Was he always the person in mind? I like, did they try to cast anyone else? I don't know. Apparently, according to the internet, back in the 90s when other studios had unsuccessfully tried to develop an Iron movie, both Tom Cruise and Nicolas Cage were approached. And and I think that's all I see. The original choice for the role was Tom Cruise, but who eventually dropped out due to differences of opinion on the script. And one of the other finalists for the role was Sam Rockwell, who eventually does come in as Justin Hammer, but that's it. Yeah. Frank in our chat said Favreau always had it in mind. I like seeing Jon Favreau pop up in the little, he was like a little side part somewhere in the camera crew or something.
He was in his crew of like,
I thought it was a news crew, but I guess I was wrong.
No, it wasn't a news. It was somebody in his inner circle.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Was he being interviewed by a news crew? It doesn't matter. It's just funny that like Jon Favreau worked himself in. Jon Favreau was DJing at a party one time I went to in LA. That's how LA was, at Russell Peters' house New Year's Eve.
That's wild.
And I was like, Jon Favreau is the DJ, and someone's like, yeah, he likes to DJ, and I'm like, what is happening?
What does he not do?
I mean, me, bitch. Yeah, I liked it. I'm excited. We've got, later this week, we'll drop our Incredible Hulk movie. We've got the whole franchise. We're just getting started. We're going to have some special guests coming in and out during this season to talk about movies. So get excited for that. You can join us for live movie commentary. We're doing Iron Man 2 and Thor this week. So head over to patreon.com/twofiltynerds. Get in at the Silver Sickles level or higher to be part of the live movie commentaries. We've got a whole running chat talking shit the entire time. And at any level, you can be in our live studio audience with a backstage pass That means for $5 a month, you can come chat, and in between the breaks when we go away on YouTube, because we're now live on YouTube, which you can watch without paying a fucking cent, head over to the Two Filthy Nerds YouTube page. You hang out with us. We talk shit. We talk snacks. We talk life. And
we take shits. Talk shits, take shits.
We do. We take so many shits. So, I mean, that's it. Nice little bow on the ending. Stay tuned. Later this week, we'll be exposing ourselves. I'll be exposing Nicole to meditation. And we'll be talking about The Incredible Hulk starring...
The Hulk.
The original Edward cast Norton. Hulk.
Edward Hot Sex.
Edward, I went to Yale Norton. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We love you. We'll see you back in the Stark Industries break room soon. Bye, nerds.
Bye.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.